So active listening, it's more than just hearing, isn't it? I think most of us believe we're good listeners because we can repeat what someone said. But real listening is about connection. It's about tuning into the other person's emotions, understanding what they're feeling beneath the words.
Absolutely. And it's funny how easy it is to forget that, right? We live in a world where distractions are everywhere, our phones, our to-do lists. And it can be so tempting to zone out or jump in with advice rather than staying present. But when you really listen, it can, well, it can shift everything between you and someone else.
Yeah, and science backs this up. Neuroscience even shows that active listening activates something called mirror neurons in our brains. They're what help us empathize with someone else. It's like the more closely we listen, the stronger the emotional bridge we build with them. And that can actually lower stress levels for both people involved.
Exactly. And it creates this incredible sense of safety, you know? When someone feels heard, truly heard, it validates their emotions. And that validation, it's such a powerful form of connection. I mean, Caleb, have you ever had a moment where someone just listened, no advice, no interruption, and you walked away feeling like lighter?
I have, actually. A little over a year ago, my brother and I were at a crossroads in our relationship. We grew up being close, but as the years passed, things got, well, complicated. There was one night when he called me out of the blue. He'd had a really rough week, and I decided to just listen. No fixing, no judgment. And honestly, as he kept talking, something shifted between us. It wasn't just what he was sharing, it was that I finally gave him the space to feel heard, and I felt it too. It was like a wall came down. That's what got me realizing how often we rush to put up our own walls with quick responses or solutions.
Wow, Caleb, that must have been such a healing moment for you two. And you're so right. That instinct to solve is so strong sometimes. It's like the story I read about how people in relationships often feel unheard because their partners jump in with solutions before fully understanding how they feel. We all just want to feel like our feelings are valid, don't we?
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest benefits of active listening, isn't it? It builds trust. When someone feels understood, they're more likely to open up, which deepens the relationship, whether you're talking about a personal relationship, a colleague, or even just a friend.
Or even a stranger. I mean, how often do we meet someone and instantly feel connected just because they take the time to really listen? It's incredible how empathy turns even the most fleeting interactions into something meaningful.
Right, and active listening doesn't just build connection. It can also reduce conflict, help resolve misunderstandings, and really, it fosters empathy, which is something we all could use more of. And when you pair that with patience, like allowing pauses in a conversation, it gives people the room to express themselves fully.
Yes, letting those silences breathe is underrated, isn't it?
It really is. And bringing it back to what you said earlier, it all begins with just being present. That one small choice to give someone your undivided attention can ripple through every part of your relationship. You know, we were talking earlier about how being truly present can transform a conversation. But even the best listeners face barriers. Distractions, for instance, might just be the biggest challenge. Think about how often the buzz of a phone or the pull of a to-do list steals your focus when someone's talking. It's so easy to be physically present, but mentally somewhere else.
Yes, distractions can totally hijack a conversation. And they're everywhere nowadays, aren't they? But I think emotional triggers might be an even bigger challenge. It's those moments where someone says something that hits a nerve, and suddenly you're not really listening anymore, you're just reacting.
Totally. Emotional reactions can blur our ability to hear what's actually being said. It's that automatic response, right? Like when you interpret a comment as criticism and feel the need to defend yourself instead of understanding the intention behind their words. Honestly, I've been guilty of that more times than I can count.
Oh, haven't we all? I'll admit, Caleb, there have been moments where I've caught myself crafting a rebuttal mid-conversation, completely missing the point of what someone was trying to share. It's almost reflexive, like we're wired to prioritize being heard over understanding the other person.
And then there's bias, those preconceived notions we bring into conversations. It's subtle, But when you think you already know where someone's going, or what they're really trying to say, you kind of tune out the details. You filter everything they're saying through this lens of judgment.
Exactly. And that can lead to so many misunderstandings. I mean, it's like the story I came across the other day about a woman trying to explain why she was feeling overwhelmed at work. But her manager dismissed her concerns, assuming she just needed time management tips. No empathy, no curiosity, just solutions.
And that's where nonverbal communication plays such a big role too. Sometimes, the way someone is fidgeting or their tone of voice tells you more than their words ever could. Picking up on those cues requires your full attention. There's no way around it.
Absolutely. It's incredible how much we say without even realizing it, through body language, eye contact, or the lack of it. A nod, or even just leaning in slightly, can show you're engaged. And if you're not paying attention, you miss all of those subtle but crucial layers of meaning.
That reminds me of a time I was leading a team brainstorming session. We had this one member who was really quiet, crossing her arms and leaning back while everyone else was throwing out ideas. Now, her words said she agreed with the direction, but everything else screamed discomfort. So during a break, I pulled her aside, gave her space to talk, and just listened without jumping in. Turns out, she had reservations about the idea, but didn't feel confident enough to share them in the group. And honestly, it changed the outcome of that project. Her perspective added so much clarity that we shifted direction entirely.
Wow, Caleb. That's such a brilliant example of how being attuned to what someone isn't saying can unlock so much insight. It's like we need to learn to listen with all our senses, not just our ears.
Yeah, and overcoming these barriers, be it distractions, emotional triggers, or biases, takes more than just awareness. It's about being intentional. You have to recognize when your mind is drifting, or when a reaction is getting the better of you, and consciously bring yourself back to the moment.
And give yourself grace when it happens. No one's perfect at this. The goal isn't to get it right every time, but to improve with every conversation, to keep learning how to truly hear each other.
Building on that idea of intentionality, let's dive into practical steps to become better listeners. These aren't just abstract concepts, they're skills anyone can practice. First up, and maybe the most important, be fully present. Put away distractions, look them in the eye, and show them they've got your attention. It sets the foundation for everything else.
And you know, Caleb, being present is such a gift, isn't it? It says, I'm here for you, without even needing to say the words. But I think reflecting emotions is just as essential. When you show someone you understand how they're feeling, you're not just listening to their words, you're acknowledging their experience.
Exactly. Like saying, it sounds like you're really frustrated with how the project turned out. That simple acknowledgement can diffuse tension because it lets the other person feel seen. And let's not forget asking open-ended questions. Those are gold. Instead of, are you okay? Try, what's been on your mind lately?
Oh, absolutely. Open-ended questions invite a conversation, don't they? And they encourage the other person to share more, to explore their thoughts. Plus, practicing patience, especially in those moments where there's silence, can make a huge difference. Caleb, do you remember the story we received from our listener, Sarah?
I do. Sarah wrote to us about how she and her husband transformed their relationship just by practicing active listening. She said there was this moment where he shared something deeply personal about his childhood that he'd never opened up about before. And instead of jumping in with her own thoughts or questions, she just let him talk. Let him have that space.
And that space allowed them to connect on a whole new level. I love that story because it highlights how trust grows when we step back and listen without filling in the gaps with our own assumptions or advice.
It's a perfect example of how these tools, being present, reflecting, asking thoughtful questions, and being patient, can work together. And it's not just for marriages, either. These strategies are universal. In the workplace, a manager could say, I've noticed you've been quieter in meetings lately. How are you feeling about the team's direction? That opens the door for real communication.
Or with a friend who's struggling, instead of offering solutions like, you should try this, you could simply say, that sounds tough. What's been weighing on you the most? Those small shifts can make a world of difference.
And it circles back to empathy, doesn't it? At the heart of active listening is this choice to prioritize understanding over responding. When we focus on truly hearing someone, it strengthens relationships, deepens conversations, and creates that sense of connection we all crave.
Yes, and it's something we can all work on, every single day. So, to our listeners, when you're in your next conversation, try to be present. Reflect what you hear. Ask questions that matter. And let those silences breathe. You'll be amazed at the impact.
And that's all for today, everyone. Thanks for taking the time to tune in. And remember, listening isn't just a skill. It's a way to show love. Take care, and we'll see you next time.